Okay, so we're going through the review questions for the nervous system, section 2.2.2. First question, explain the difference between absolute and difference threshold using examples. Rachel. One is a clear change and the other is a gradual change. Do you know which is which?
Absolute is clear.
Gradual is the difference one. Do you have any examples or anybody else have examples they can share with her? We're doing the review questions at the beginning of your nervous system chapter. Keep going. What's an example of some type of stimulus your body would take in, but it would only recognize a change of that stimulus in a very gradual way? Okay, so the absolute example was when the sun comes out from a cloud, and a difference example was ice cream melting and you realize it's melting, or when you kind of smell pizza coming down the hallway, the smell of it cooking in the lab. Okay, question two, how is the central nervous system, how is it different or how does it function differently from the peripheral nervous system? You can think too to the graph that we drawn out on the board. We started off here with the nervous system, and on the left-hand side was the central nervous system that only had two points. On the right-hand side was